I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
You Must Remember This is a podcast about the secret and forgotten histories of 20th century Hollywood. Listen to You Must Remember This on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hour two of the Lake Show. Always happy to talk about great organizations that raise awareness and funds to look out for all of us. And colorectal cancer is something that we all should be concerned about. And there's an event this Sunday at Harriet Island Regional Park in St. Paul that we want to chat about and discuss with Aaron Peterson, Senior Director, Mission and Partnerships for the Colon Cancer Coalition, joining us here on the Lake Show, courtesy of the John Schuster Coal Banker Hotline. It is the Get Your Rear in Gear. I love the name. Coming up this Sunday, October the 12th. First off, Aaron, thanks for being on the show. I love the name and the way that you guys have kind of set this up.
You know, when we're talking about something serious like colon cancer, we got to have a little fun with it. We got to make people remember and talk about it and think about it. And the name of the event is just one way to do that, get a little kind of double meaning to the event and the whole thing.
Absolutely. Well, let's start with the fact that, and I want to congratulate you guys because this is, correct me if I'm wrong, this is year 20 of the event?
21, actually.
21, okay, because the first one was back in, according to the info, it was held in 2005. But, yeah, I mean, that's awesome that you've had the event go on this long.
Yeah, we are actually a national organization, but we got our start right here in Minnesota with the inaugural Get Your Rear in Gear in March of 2005. And it's just been an amazing ride to raise awareness, not just in Minnesota, but across the country.
Yeah, so talk about what the event is on Sunday and what you are aiming to do, because, you know, to be able to pull something off like this for this amount of time and this long of a period, definitely it's appealing to our community. We see the importance of it. Talk a little bit about the Get Your Rear in Gear.
Well, I've got two main goals. One is to, like we talk about, raise awareness, talk about the signs and symptoms of colon cancer, when we need to start screening, and the ways that you can get screened, and then also raise some money. So the money that's raised here in the Twin Cities is actually dedicated to colorectal cancer screening and awareness efforts in Minnesota.
Yeah, and a couple of the stats that I saw in some of the information is, according to the American Cancer Society, they estimate that in 2025, over 2,600 Minnesotans will be diagnosed and 760 may lose their life to this disease. And the other one that really caught my eye is 65% of Minnesotans over age 45 are up to date on colorectal cancer screening, but we still have a ways to go.
Right. So if 65% are up to date, that means 35% aren't. And the thing with colon cancer is it's one of the only preventable cancers through screening. So if you go through and have a colonoscopy, they can remove precancerous polyps before they have a chance to turn into cancer. And it's really a life-saving opportunity at that point.
Yeah. And one of the things that's scary about it with any cancer, right, but specifically with colon cancer, is that there are times when there are symptoms, but in some of the research that I've seen, you know, sometimes there's just no symptoms whatsoever and it kind of sinks up on you, correct?
Absolutely. A lot of the time, especially in early stage cancers, you won't be experiencing symptoms. By the time we talk about having, you know, blood in your stool or some of the unexplained weight loss, unexplained abdominal pain, that is really when the cancer is probably more advanced, which is another reason why screening is so important, because it can, if we're not finding the cancer before it happens, we can find it in the earliest stages when it's the most treatable.
Yeah, we're talking to Aaron Peterson, Senior Director of Mission and Partnerships with the Colon Cancer Coalition, talking about the Get Your Rear in Gear event coming up this Sunday, October the 12th at Harriet Island Regional Park in St. Paul. Through the Get Your Rear in Gear Twin Cities, the Colon Cancer Coalition supports efforts to reduce barriers to colorectal cancer screenings through public awareness and education and screening efforts to prevent colon cancer right here in Minnesota. And this is awesome. 100% of individual donations fund programs to remove barriers to colon and rectal cancer screening. So you guys are doing a fabulous job with that.
Yeah, we're really proud of that all the donations that are made to this event from individuals go to these programs.
You know, one of the things that I saw here in the presser is the fact that this event brings survivors, patients, caregivers, runners, walkers, and volunteers together, coming up here this Sunday morning for a celebration. And to me, whenever I, encounter people that have overcome cancer, that are survivors or people that are currently patients, it makes me emotional. And I'm assuming that, whenever you guys have this event and everybody's together, that there are a lot of emotions that everybody's feeling.
Absolutely. We have over 50 colorectal cancer patients and survivors registered. A lot of those patients and survivors are people that, that we see year after year, and they have really made relationships with the people that they've met at this event. And we are excited. I'm always excited to welcome new patients, new teams, new caregivers into that fold. Obviously, we don't love the reason why we all have to get together, but we are thrilled to be able to support and create a sense of community with these patients. And like you said, it's super emotional. There are people that, we see year after year after year, and we see when they're not there anymore. And it's always a sad, sad thing. But then we meet new people and we get to celebrate new survivors and new opportunities with patients that have no evidence of disease and things like that. So it's a celebration and a remembrance as well.
Absolutely. And one of the things I want to point out here, the Get Your Rear in Gear features timed 10K and 5K runs, an untimed 5K walk, that's probably what I would need, a 1 mile memory walk, and a kids fun run for those 12 and under. So answer me this. What, from what you know, has been maybe the oldest person to participate and the youngest?
We have seen...
I'm kind of putting you on the spot here, I understand.
No, absolutely. Our kids fun run, all bets are off. We've got, those speedy new to double digit age, and we've also got those, toddlers just kind of, running after their mom or dad towards the finish line. Mm-hmm. And we've had runners in their 80s. We do awards for the top finishers in age groups, and we've had runners, claim top prizes up into their 80s.
So now with colorectal cancer screening, the national goal for the screening is 80% in every community. We talked a little bit earlier about right now with regards to screening in Minnesota, we're at about 65% of Minnesotans who are over age 45. Are the numbers in terms of the percentages getting higher towards that 80, or have we dipped down a little bit? Where are we at? Are we improving our situation?
It is improving. So the screening age, we were higher. Minnesota used to be in the 70s, but I want to caution when I say that we're not at 65 is because we lowered the screening age. So we have, we went from age 50 to 45 in 2021. So we are creeping back up towards that 70 plus percent that Minnesota was at prior to that screening age lowered. When we talk about every community, we're talking about in Minnesota, we're talking about your church community, we're talking about your neighborhood, we're talking about your family. So everyone can play a part in reaching that goal.
Aaron, I'll just go ahead and put my stuff out there. I had my first colonoscopy about 4 years ago. And, one of the things that I kind of learned, and everything came out, clean, and I was good to go. I didn't even have any polyps. But the bottom line is that, the doctors told me, they said, hey, you are higher risk because you're African-American man. Secondly, in terms of your family situation, my mother had polyps that had to be removed many years ago. And so understanding your family history and understanding your genetic background and stuff like that means so much. So we all have to stay on top of it, correct?
Yep, absolutely. So we talk about screening age starting at 45, but it could be earlier depending on your family history, or even if you're experiencing some unexplained symptoms as well. So I applaud your doctor for raising both of those things with you, both your family history and the fact that you're African American. A lot of doctors will look at a patient and go, you're 45 and not have, or you're 40, we're not going to have any more conversation with you. So I applaud your doctor. I want to shake his hand.
I'll shake it for you next time, and I'll let them know about this conversation that we're having. But look, I'm so happy that you've been able to be on the show and kind of talk about this, because we do need to get that information out there, because whenever we talk about these type of events and the good that you guys do as an organization. To me, when we talk about it on the airwaves, whether it's radio or television, there's always somebody listening. There's always somebody that's drawn in. And if we can save one life, to me, that is so impactful. And there may be a person out there that says, you know what, instead of going out to dinner this weekend, I'm going to go out and just maybe, you know, throw a few more dollars in the fund to kind of help us move ahead and find and fund ways for colon cancer to do more research. So I think that this entire conversation is super important.
Yeah, and we appreciate you having us on and being able to talk about it and talk about the importance of screening, and that it really is a life-saving opportunity.
All right, so the Get Your Rear in Gear Sunday, October the 12th, Harriet Island Regional Park in St. Paul. Roughly about what time are you guys going to get started?
So we'll be open for registration and check-in at 7 to 15. Our opening ceremony is at 8:20. Kids Fun Run at 8:45, and then the start of the 10K, the 5K, and the 1 mile is at 9.
And the website for more information about registration, forming a team, volunteering, and fundraising, go to coloncancercoalition.org/TwinCities. That website, again, is coloncancercoalition.org/TwinCities for more information. Aaron Peterson, Senior Director, Mission and Partnerships, Colon Cancer Coalition. I appreciate your time.
Thank you so much for having me.
All right. Take care. That's awesome. I mean, that's just... That's one of the things I love about this job, is that we can amplify events like this.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you talk about events like this, raising funds is one thing, but creating the awareness is another. Because when you do both, you're able to save lives, man.
Yeah.
And it's important.
Yeah, the awareness is absolutely... It's key, right? Because
yep.
sometimes you don't think about it until it's too late. And especially if you do have a family history, that is something that you need to be hyper vigilant of. And I love the name, you know, get your rear in gear.
And
like she said, you got to have some fun with it, because you got to lighten it up a little bit, because it is such a serious, serious topic.
And it sounds like, Tom Hauser, he's texting me. He's going to be emceeing.
Look at that.
Look at that, Tom. See,
Hauser man.
Anything.
Hauser
with,
man.
Hold on. By the way, anything running, marathon, 10Ks, 5Ks, it doesn't matter. You walk 10 steps. Tom Hauser's all about it. He's got you. He's got it locked down.
Mr. Fit.
And he's. Are you saying that? Are you being sarcastic? Are you jealous of how fit Tom Hauser is?
Hauser looks. Listen.
You're jealous.
For as much as Hauser exercises, he exercises so much so I don't have to.
And he's running the 5K.
He could MC something while he's running it. Like, it's. You should put like a wireless mic on him, and he could just multitask.
Well, he also says that he has a family history of colon cancer,
yeah,
and his brother is a survivor. And he also says that he expects to see Chris Tubbs there running the 10K this Sunday.
Tom, you're my dude, man, but you won't see me running anything.
All right, coming up next, we'll get to Bite of the Night. That's next year on The Late Show.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
You must remember this as the podcast dedicated to stories from the secret and forgotten histories of 20th century Hollywood. Stories of sex, murder, institutional racism, bad men, sad women, fascist gossip columnists, and much more. Our new season is called The Old Man is Still Alive, and it's about directors like Alfred Hitchcock and John Ford, who got started in the silent era, but were still making movies in the psychedelic 60s. Follow and listen to You Must Remember This on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, the Bite of the Night is about... So, the Bite of the Night is me speaking to the people out there that are in their fields about Obamacare. There are people that love Obamacare. There are people that have no real feeling one way or the other. And then there are people that absolutely just, they hate Obamacare. and they don't want to hear about the subsidies and all these other things, but that's fine.
Don't tell me about Obamacare. Tell me about the ACA.
All right. So they just, you know, they're people that are just, they're upset. They're upset. Okay. But this is the thing about the ACA, the Affordable Care Act. This is the thing that I have to say about it. When we talk about the ACA or Obamacare and who it's assisting in all of that, if you're saying that it's terrible, it's no good, it has to go, what do you want? And I say that respectfully. What do you want? Because to me, you sound silly when we say we don't want this, and then I ask you, what do you want? And the commander-in-chief hasn't given you a health care plan since 2016. Not one time has President Donald Trump, who is now into his second presidency, has given you a health care plan. You've been given empty promises. You've been given a binder. Remember the binder that was empty? It had nothing. What do you want? This, at the start of this clip, because it's a montage, this is going from 2016 to the debate that was him and Kamala Harris back here this time last year.
Obamacare is not a good thing. It's been bad. We could come up with a new system that would be much better.
We're going to have a health care plan that's going to be second to none. It's going to be great.
We are coming out with that plan in 2 weeks. We are coming out with so many health care plans.
The plan is coming out over the next 4 weeks.
We're going to produce phenomenal health care. We'll be announcing that in about 2 months.
We're signing a health care plan within 2 weeks.
We're going to be doing a very inclusive health care plan. I'll be signing it sometime very soon.
It is developed. It is fully developed. It's going to be announced very soon.
So just a yes or no, you still do not have a plan?
I have concepts of a plan.
I have concepts of a plan.
That started back in 2016. It is 2025. This man still does not have a health care plan for the people in the United States of America. You can say what you want. You can be MAGA as you want. You can be, what were some of the guys a year ago? I'm ultra MAGA.
Ultra MAGA,
Dark
MAGA. Something.
This is beyond acceptable. Like, even if you could be a lifelong Republican, you have to admit, this is ridiculous. This is the same guy, because he continues to sell you a bunch of crap. I got a health care plan. I got to help. We have seen nothing. I'll show my taxes. There's nothing. He doesn't. All the stuff that he says he's going to give and present to the American people, he just doesn't do.
Now, it's like a bookmark in the Epstein files. That's where the health plan is. If you open up the Epstein files, you're going to find the health plan.
Where's the Epstein files?
I don't know.
People still waiting on that.
I don't know. I think is it the Epstein files are in the health care plan, or the health care plan is in the Epstein files?
This
either way, they're all probably in those boxes in Mar-a-Lago in the bathroom.
Now we can sit here and we can talk about all the terrible things that has happened with Trump presidencies. To me, this is one of the most fraudulent things and talking points in the history of the presidency. This guy has not given the people of this country a health care plan, and we're going on a decade. Yeah. That's just not acceptable.
Yeah, but when you're saying this is the most fraudulent,
In terms of what you have told people you were going to get, look, we can sit here and we can talk about the Epstein files. He said that within the last year and a half. This is going almost 10 years mm-hmm. ago. How can you, leading up to an election, say that you're going to give a health care plan? Then you enter the presidency. You go through 4 years with no health care plan. Then another president comes in.
Mm-hmm.
The other president comes in and then leaves, and you still don't have a health care plan? What's the holdup?
It's like having to take a test, not studying, going away for 4 years, coming back, and now, then realize that you haven't studied for the test.
And now everybody is upset because potentially so many Americans' health care can be taken away from them and everybody's premiums going up. See, this is the problem. We got to stop letting people just get away with stuff. Because to me, it is an indictment. It is an indictment for us to be sitting here with a president that has not presented the American people a health care plan that they said they would get to us in 2016. It's dumb of us to elect somebody as a president that will not give us a health care plan.
Getting
like it's spitting in our faces. Well, it really is.
But it's not spit. It's just it's raining. It's raining. Getting away with things, that's kind of the whole, like, that's Trump's motto. That's been his thing for years before he was in the presidency. I mean, I'm when you're like, I got concepts of a plan, people are like, yes, I knew it. I knew you had concepts of a plan.
What does that even mean?
I don't know what a concept of a plan is. I don't know. It was a stupid answer then.
I know what a concept of a plan is. What? I have no plan.
Yes. But that's okay. As long as you dangle the carrot in front of people, they are going to think that there is an opportunity to grab that carrot. We got a news for you. Remember we were talking about the Nirvana album with the baby chasing the dollar?
Yep.
This is the dollar on the fish hook. You are never going to catch it. You are never going to get what Donald Trump is promising you. But that's okay. Because you enjoy the lie. You enjoy the story. You enjoy everything leading up to it. Even if he's not going to follow through with it, still your guy.
Every American should feel disrespected by somebody that is your president.
Not my president, my Lord and Savior.
That will not present you with a health care plan.
But nobody's asking about a health care plan. There's not going to be we knew there wasn't going to be a health care plan. Nobody's asking him about a health care plan now. People lose insurance. It's like, well, sorry. You're going to lose insurance. Oh, your premiums are going to double and triple? Oh, well, sorry. Yeah, we don't have an alternative. We're just going to take this money and, you know, give it to people that don't need it.
We continue the political conversation coming up next because something happened earlier today that we have to talk about. We get to that next.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Sex, murder, the magic of the movies. You must remember this is a podcast about the secret and forgotten histories of 20th century Hollywood. Follow and listen to You Must Remember This on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The phrase America first is just a phrase. There's nothing really behind it. We are not America first. The Trump administration is not America first. The Trump administration is Trump first. There's a difference. So many people earlier today were, and it's funny because I even heard Chad Harpin talking to Major Garrett earlier, and I think he used the phrase gobsmacked about this announcement from Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth that, and also with, I give Chad a lot of credit, it's Qatar, Qatar, like we hear it both.
I don't know.
I've used both.
Yeah, I have too, in the same conversation.
And it's funny because when I was in Kansas City many years ago, I said Qatar. And everybody, like my co-host and my producer looked at me like, what? And they were like, Qatar. And I'm like, what?
I thought it was Qatar.
So
I don't know.
But everybody, we know what we're talking about in terms of like, it's the same thing.
Do we?
Pete Hegseth announced that they finalized an agreement that's going to allow them to build a facility at the Mountain Home Air Base, in Idaho. So there's going to be an Air Force facility for them in Idaho. Mm. You know, corruption is not even being hidden. It's just all out in the open. And this is, we're living in scary times, man. For this to be the way that it is, truly, when you're the Trump administration or the Trump brand or family, and you're just taking money from whoever, we talked about this a couple years ago, that Saudi Arabia and all these other countries are literally just trying to buy us in our country.
And they're succeeding.
That's essentially where we're at.
They're succeeding.
They have succeeded, yes. So Qatar gives Trump a $1 billion deal. They give him a luxury jet. And then Trump gives them a military base in Idaho.
Plus a golf course. I mean, you can bribe Donald Trump with anything. I mean,
what about a taco?
No, I don't know if he likes tacos. He might not like tacos.
I heard he loves tacos.
No, stop it. Stop it. That's insulting to tacos. Tacos.
Sure.
Yes, that's insulting to tacos.
Well, this, and this is the thing. You would think that people would have there'd be a wake-up call at some point.
No.
Clearly, there's no wake-up call for his base. Let's go back, because we talk about back in my day. We just talked about the healthcare plan that we don't have. This is Donald Trump on Qatar. This is from 2017. This is 2017 now. Take a listen to what he has to say.
The nation of Qatar, unfortunately, has historically been a funder of terrorism at a very high level. And in the wake of that conference, nations came together and spoke to me about confronting Qatar over its behavior. So we had a decision to make. Do we take the easy road, or do we finally take a hard but necessary action? We have to stop the funding of terrorism. I decided, along with Secretary of State Rex Tillerson, our great generals and military people, the time had come to call on Qatar to end its funding. They have to end that funding.
So he gets all this money. He gets luxury jets from Qatar.
Yep.
And all of a sudden, they're not funding terrorism.
Correct.
Funny how that works.
They stopped funding it during the Biden administration. I mean, that's when it stopped. Because they knew that the threat of Donald Trump coming back was too serious for them to stop. And they took a look in the mirror and they're like, man, we better stop. Because Donald Trump, he's coming back. Daddy's home.
This is just... We all need to wake up.
They're not even hiding. Here's the thing, Henry.
Stay woke.
Stay woke. Stay woke. The ones that need to be woke are the ones that are slipping through everything. That's the thing. Some people are going to ride or die with him no matter what. The corruption is out in the open.
Why? There are people out there that if they found out and they were given 100% evidence that Donald Trump was in the Epstein files, or they knew that he had been with young girls. There are people literally. Still my guy.
Still my guy. I don't care that he raped children. I don't care that he's a sexual
predator. That's a sad place to be as a human being.
I don't care. I've got family that will ride or die with him.
That's the R. Kelly apologist. That's the Kanye West apologist. The Bill Cosby apologist.
There are some people that no matter what happens, you know what? Donald Trump did what he needed to do. Donald Trump is not a bad guy if he's in the Epstein files. Donald Trump is doing what I want him to do. What about what he did before he was president? Does that matter? Does character matter when it comes to Donald Trump? The answer for some people is no.
There is
no line that Donald Trump can cross for some people. They'll be like, you know what? You're the problem, Henry, because you're talking about it. You got Trump derangement syndrome, okay? Because you're trying to point out Donald Trump's negatives. That's a you problem, okay?
I mean, he said literally in that soundbite.
Yeah.
that Qatar, funders of terrorism, what has changed?
Nothing.
I just...
Nothing, nothing has changed.
No, what's changed, he's gotten money from them.
Well, that's just it. Like, yeah. He has come out and he is accepting gifts from foreign countries in order for them to gain favor with him.
So a foreign country has a fighter squadron stationed within the country. My, do you see a problem? In God We Trust, Mr. Lincoln knew what he was talking about.
What about the enemies, foreign and domestic? This is the problem.
From the 651, Mr. Lake, agree with the comments tonight. It's a sad, scary, at times, place where America is right now. I hope and pray things will be better come next election. I'm not confident like that. Like, I think that democracy is all but done? No.
It's hanging by a thread.
But it's hanging by a thread.
Democracy is hanging by a thread. And yep. If you think we're being hyperbolic, look back at history. And if you don't want to look back at history, get your head out of the damn sand. Because the head in the sand and the name calling is not going
to
work.
I think that most Americans have to understand that this whole thought of it could never happen here, don't think like that, man.
It is. We are.
Don't think like that. Our government right now has been weaponized against its own people.
Absolutely. And see, everything that they are claiming happened before is happening now. When we say that there is a projection taking place, it is a projection. It is happening. And this is not a political bias. This is not anti-Trump. This is just fact. This is what we are living in. If you want to believe an alternate set of facts and you want to look at certain news outlets and that's what I'm going to believe, that's fine, but it doesn't change the reality of what's going on. There is a real danger that we are living through at this point. And Henry, you are very outspoken about it. And I think that's good because the more you speak up, the harder it's going to become. But you got to continue to speak up because our country is too important to let it slide down to a point where it can't be recovered.
Yeah. All right, 651-461-9226. We'll take a break. We'll get to headlines. That's next year on The Lake Show. All right, it's time for headlines. It's time for Chris Tubbs to hop back on board. Josh Wheeler was in for you last night.
Yes, he was.
Now you're back at it.
I am back at it, yes, sir. Well, you know who's not back at it is a former ship driver from Minneapolis allegedly stole thousands of dollars in merchandise meant for Target customers. 25-year-old Kang Hu Hong was arrested last Thursday and released the following day from jail in Hennepin County. He's been charged with one count of theft by swindle, according to a criminal complaint. Hong stole more than $16,000 worth of items and goods meant for Target customers while he worked at the retailer's distribution facility in northeast Minneapolis. He's accused of bringing packages to their delivery destination, taking pictures to prove delivery of fulfillment, and then leaving with the packages. One instance, a Target employee purchased a vacuum cleaner, which was reported as delivered, but never received. That employee provided surveillance footage showing that he marked the package as delivered, then stealing it per the complaint. Now, staff at the restaurant at Hang's apartment in Minneapolis also grew suspicious when they discovered a large number of empty Target shipping boxes in the building's garbage that were addressed to other addresses throughout the Twin Cities.
Oh, my goodness.
I mean, dude, you're just sloppy. I mean, not like I'd steal, but I mean, come on. A staff member then alerted Target, which owns Ship, same-day delivery service. Now, police executed a search warrant last week, recovered more than $6,000 worth of stolen goods, including a standing fan, multiple vacuums, Roku TVs, a 50-inch Samsung smart TV. Also found in the apartment were empty boxes whose content were valued at more than $5,300. In addition to prosecutors, he was the delivery driver for more than $16,000 in merchandise between July 20th and September 17th and then reported missing by customers.
Throw the book at this guy. This is unacceptable. Throw the book at this guy. I hate when this happens. When we start talking about delivery drivers doing this, the same way that people steal the mail or yes. we have the porch pirates, as they call them.
Yep.
It's just terrible. I hate, this is taking advantage of people that have purchased and used their hard-earned money to get things, and you think it's your right to just steal? I hate it, man.
Plus, how does this reflect on the other drivers? Because now there's going to be suspicion on everybody because you're being an nincompoop. That's the problem, too, is that some of these people are going to be like, well, do you trust it now? I'm sure the service is great, but it's this one guy. They say one bad apple, and this was that bad apple. Something that's not a bad apple, greatest apple, most delicious apple in the world, is our president, your Lord and Savior, Donald J. Trump. Well, the Trump administration has begun firing federal workers. This according to Budget Chief, as the Republicans look to maximize pressure on the Democratic Party more than a week into the government shutdown. Now, the RIFs have begun, this according to Budget Director Russell Voigt on X, announcing the government-wide reductions in force that have been anticipated since the federal funding lapsed on October 1st. It was not immediately clear how many federal workers had received the RIF or reduction in force notices, but an OMB spokesperson said the layoffs would be, quote, substantial. Now, this official said it will be substantial, and we regret that the Democrats have shut down the government and forced workers to be put in this position. Now, while the White House has repeatedly blamed the congressional Democrats for not reopening the government, it's initiating layoffs during the shutdown by choice. Administrations are not required to carry out firings when the government funding lapses. The layoffs are separate from the furloughs that always occur when the government funding runs out. Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer argued that nobody's forcing Trump and Voigt to do it. They don't have to do it. They want to do it, calling the firings deliberate chaos. Now, the White House declined to share specifics on the layoffs, including which agencies and workers were included, but it's been reported that RIF notices have gone out to employees at the Department of Treasury, Education, Commerce, Homeland Security, and Housing and Urban Development, according to department spokespeople and union representatives.
This is just, in my opinion, unacceptable. We talked about this a week and a half ago. To think that there are people that are going to be laid off. Heck, the headline, what was it earlier this week, was about the Trump administration saying that, well, we're not sure that we're going to give back pay to people. Like, what? It's utterly frustrating. And it's disrespectful. It is.
Yeah, but to be fair, Donald Trump doesn't really have a history of paying people when he owes them money. So, I mean, it's kind of, you know, kind of on brand, actually. Hey, the Moody Blues, kind of an underrated band, right? Well, sad news from the world of music. John Lodge, the singer and bassist of the Moody Blues for more than 50 years, has died. He was 82. In a statement earlier today, his family said with the deepest sadness that he died suddenly and unexpectedly, added that he peacefully slipped away surrounded by his loved ones and the sounds of the Everly Brothers and Buddy Holly. Group continued to perform live until 2018. Same year, the band was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
82. That's a... I don't think I'm going to see 82.
No,
I'm not saying that I'm not, you know, I'm not trying to, you know, understate the fact that, you know, people want to live longer, but that is... that was a good run.
That's a good run. 82's a good run. Yes. Hey, and finally, Domino's Pizza is giving itself a major makeover and introducing a snappy jingle in hopes of holding on to customers' limited attention. Sorry, what? Oh, anyway, Wednesday, the chain unveiled its first refresh in 13 years, encompassing a bolder logo with brighter colors, new employee uniforms and pizza boxes, and redesigned restaurant signage. Also, for the first time in 65-year history, the restaurant is releasing a jingle mimicking its name performed by country star Shaboozy. That's a Friday night. It's a good name, Shaboozy. Domino's chief marketing officer Kate Turnbull said the goal is to capture people's shortening attention spans amid a fractured media landscape. Said they're also hoping to capitalize on the recent success due to the new stuffed crust and focus on deals. Beyond a new sound, Domino's is updating the color of its logo using more vibrant shapes of red and blue for employee hats and apron signage and newly designed pizza boxes created for unboxing in the social media era. Pizza boxes will be first refreshed item customers will see releasing this week, along with glimpses of the new look on social media.
All right, so let me throw this at you. When we talk about Pizza Hut, Papa John's, mm-hmm. and Domino's, how would you rank them for you?
Pizza Hut, Domino's.
Okay. All right. I'm going Domino's and then Pizza Hut.
Okay. That's fair.
Yeah. That's how I'm doing it.
Two out of the three. The other one's just, it's tomato paste on cardboard.
Coming up next, Sister Jean has passed away at the age of 106. She brought a special presence to the sports world, and we'll talk about that next year on The Lake Show.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Sex, murder, the magic of the movies. You must remember this is a podcast about the secret and forgotten histories of 20th century Hollywood. Follow and listen to You Must Remember This on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.